He had a bicycle for everybody in this school in Akron, Ohio. He put like a thousand kids through college. That man, he ain't never stepped out on his wife. We don't know that. No drama.
Not that we know.
Grandpa, you daddy.
No drama.
Okay. All right, Grandpa.
He's our guy. Oh, I love it. Real quick, I guess Bronny has a beautiful swing. Shasky's saying too. So he grew up playing the game, I guess. But yeah, man, let the guy live.
So according to Matt Maiocco, Christian McCaffrey is not practicing with his teammates.
Yeah, I mean, after yesterday's news, that's why this was such a reversal. I don't expect him to go Sunday.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in the City. And Kyle Shanahan is going to talk to the media. He's scheduled to talk at 1:30. That's in a half hour. And obviously, Christian McCaffrey is going to be the center of attention. And hopefully we'll get some more, an update on what's going on. And we will be carrying that live at 1:30. So there you go.
I thought he was back practicing. I knew that was too quick, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Of course, the 49ers open up their season Sunday in Seattle. You know the one thing that
got a game tonight?
You know the one thing, and this is about the game, but it isn't anything that I've really heard talked about a lot other than by TJ Husbandjada. Husbandjada last night on Willard and Dibbs. I didn't even think about this, but it seems obvious that everybody who's ever played in the NFL says, you know, Seattle's different. Playing in Seattle is different because of the noise.
Yeah.
And TJ was talking about how the 49ers are going to have a lot of new players on defense. And, you know, with the noise, they're going to have to make some adjustments. And he was kind of saying that's where, you know, veteran teams have a little bit of an advantage because they've got guys who have played in that environment. And the 49ers are going to have some guys who are playing in that environment for the first time.
Yeah, and we talked
about something to keep an eye on.
No doubt, Stoney, and it's always, I know they won the division up there years ago, but I told you earlier, in their last eight outings, the Seahawks got 10 of 11 starters returning, man. They've only given up 14 offensive TDs, and I'm just saying, they're getting better. McDonald's, I think, a defensive-minded coach. We know that from what he did with Baltimore. But Stoney, I'm just like, man, this is not going to be a walk in the park, especially if you have no Michael Jordan. And that's what I think McCaffrey is to this offense.
Let's go to Jesse in Rohnert Park. Hey, Jess, how you doing, man?
Good to speak with you, gentlemen.
Back at you.
I'm going to keep it brief. Talk about Purdy needing to earn his money. Shanahan needs to as well. We're in a situation. We lost our Jordan, as you just mentioned.
Yeah.
He needs to figure out a scheme to get an extra guy on the field in some way. Not 12 men, but getting a guy to do a dual role. That guy is Purdy. He's built like a running back. If we can see, and I hope you're listening, Shanahan, let's try it. Let's do this for the season. Run pass option. We have to use Purdy's legs. We need to get another weapon on the field. Purdy hasn't been running. He's very young, very durable. We've got to incorporate that into the game. That's what I'm watching for tomorrow. That's what I'm hoping for. Because I don't think McCaffrey is going to be what he was once. And I don't think Robinson can play that role. We need another distraction. We need another threat. Get Purdy's legs in the game.
Appreciate it, Jess. There's always a danger in that, obviously.
And I'll say this to that, Matt, before you go. I remember last year we thought it was by choice, but he was running because the pocket was closing and breaking down on him. But, I mean, he's not Michael Vick, and it sounds like the caller thinks he's Steve Young like that. And we know he's mobile, but, man, you don't want to put him in harm's way. But what offensive player, if they don't have McCaffrey, Stoney, is capable of doing more? It's got to start with your QB.
Yeah, I think, and I think that's a dangerous situation. In terms of if he tries to take too much on his shoulders, it ain't going to work. Let's go to Mike, Philmo Mike.
Our man.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
What's up, Steiny?
Hey.
I love how you be introduced to callers. You be like, let's go. What's up, man? How you doing, man? Let's go to Johnny and Stockton. That's what's up, bro. I love how you do that. It's hella funny. Anyway, though, but you is kind of hating on LeBron, though. But I understand totally where you're coming from. I do get where you're coming from, though. But I want to talk about McCaffrey in a weird way. I don't know, man. I feel some type of way, man. You took the money from us. Boom. You knew you weren't going to be able to play. I don't know. But I know injuries happen, you know what I'm saying? But in a weird way, I just feel some type of way about that situation. And then we come up to the season, everybody talking high kudos, and then, bam, you limited in practice when 2 days from the from game day. That's kind of peculiar, but, you know, you just got to roll with the punches. I don't know what it was, but it just seems like we get a lot of injuries in training camp, and it's like I never used to just see all these injuries just happen in training camp. I don't know if it's the staff. I don't know what's going on. People need to start training with Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice didn't get injured in the offseason.
I said that at the summit yesterday, Mike.
They need to do that regimen for real, because it's like it's something going on. It's something. It's like it's too much money out there. It's too much technology for this to be happening more often.
Oh,
it should get better with time, not worse with time. And so it's like it's weird. Like, I don't know what was like. They say like they were trying to do things to implement more safety and more, you know, they do less, you know. I like the bigger helmets. Okay, that's cool. They need to practice more, man. They need to build up some type of callus. And the last caller from Roanoke Park, they do a lot of things in Roanoke Park, and one of them things is smoke crack. You can't be putting Brock Purdy out there like that. Stay off the rocks, homeboy. Straight up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Roanoke Park's not. They don't do that.
Well, that's how Philmo saw it.
Yeah.
I just noticed Philmo didn't give me anything about my fit today, but when it's raggedy, he'll have something to say. But no fit check from Philmo, Mike. But can you tell the listeners I brought that up at the summit?
I don't remember.
When we let me help you. But you remember the Maxwell concert when he was asking about what you took from this offseason. And I said, guys like Pearsall showing up, young thoroughbreds, kind of what. You know, little nagging things, hammy. And I'm like, what are you guys doing in the off season to where you're showing up and something's going on? You know, a check engine light. It's nothing major, but it is weird. We've talked about it, and I don't know where they start. Maybe reach out to Rick Celebrini. I don't know, Steiny. What is going on, man? Like, I feel that call.
I always try to look at every point of view, and people are upset about the injuries, and I'm just thinking, okay, well, what happens if everybody comes in fat and out of shape?
Like the old days?
No, then will they suffer injuries more or less? The great Dave Cowens, the great former Boston Celtics center, used to say that all the time, that you can't play your sport 12 months a year.
And maybe that's what's happening then, Stoney. Maybe that's why Halliburton and the rest of the gang, hey, maybe that's it. They're doing it too much.
Yeah, you got to give the body a break at some point.
Lord knows we do. Not Evan.
Yeah.
Means he's working. That's why I'm proud I'm still hooping. I don't even care if the son of a thing did go in the hole.
And that's
what life's about.
I'm out there hustling.
My man.
You don't mind if you ruin the game for 9 other guys?
Steiny, stop. That's why I wish you would just come watch me.
I won't.
Who said they would? Somebody said they would. I'm like, pull up with me. A little camera?
Oh, I said I would if you play at San Quentin.
You did. Myers texted me.
If you play at San Quentin, I'll come.
Yeah.
For sure. And that I do mean. For sure. All right. Christian McCaffrey, ladies and gentlemen. Couple pieces of news. Yesterday, obviously, he was limited at practice, and today he is working on the side, not with his teammates. Kyle Shanahan's going to talk to the media in about 20 minutes. We're going to take it live to get you the update in real time. But
here we are again, we'll see. Man. Yeah.
We'll see. What would you predict? Here's my prediction. He'll leave it open-ended about Monday.
Sunday, rather.
He will say, we'll see about Sunday, and we'll see about after that. Yeah. Like, that's what he's going to say. He's not going to say, well, he's definitely playing Sunday.
Gotcha. I'm with you on how he's going to attack this, but the guru computer has already spat out, Steiner, he ain't playing Sunday, and I don't know when he's playing. This is an Achilles issue / calf, which we know can blow and go like an engine in a Cadillac, an old Cadillac. I've been there. We've seen this. Halliburton, it happened, and he's a young buck. We saw Durant nurses. Stoney, you can't, it feels like at right now you just can't win this battle. You can maintain, but a running back with all the miles on his tread, Stoney, I don't see it, Bob. And when I say that, the 2023 McCaffrey.
And I think the 49ers knew this was a possibility, and that's why Brian Robinson's here.
Do you feel any type of way about what Fillmore Mike said, Stoney? Because I'm starting to hear whispers he took the money. He didn't know he was hurt like this.
I mean,
I didn't hear you.
Well, I'm certainly not going to accuse Christian McCaffrey of being hurt when he signed the contract, but I do know that was the one. Like, I remember saying last year, it looks like, Christian McCaffrey was the number one priority, and there was no fanfare. We heard about Trent Williams wanting more money and holding out. We heard about Ayuk wanting more money and holding in, and McCaffrey was just boom. He was done right before the wedding, right? Did he have a wedding last year?
Good call.
So, yeah, it's a tough break there. All right, 888-957-9570. We've got a bunch of stuff on the other side. Kyle Shanahan's talking at 1:30. But before that, we will have scene two, I guess, of Goo's acting career.
I'm ready.
We'll do that on the other side of the break. We're going to set up a scene for Guru. He claims he's a great actor. And you guys can
I'm trying to do what Bron's doing with golfing.
The judge of that.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Sometimes you see something on Twitter. You're working 20 different things at a time.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let me explain what's going on right now. Christian McCaffrey is not practicing with the team. He's on the side practicing. Kyle Shanahan's talking to the media in about 15 minutes. We're going to bring that to you live. And so you'll get the news as soon as we get the news. But it looks like we don't know if he's playing Monday at this point, Goo.
Sunday. I think
I
know.
Why do I keep doing that?
I think I know. But I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, still up in there.
You think he's going to?
I don't think he's playing.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, did you see Brock Purdy's new commercial?
I heard about it. I didn't see it. What am I missing?
Evan turned me on to it.
On a personal text?
No, it was here in the office before you came in.
All right.
It was about 9:40, about 20 minutes before the show.
Anyway, I deserve
to show up 10 minutes later.
Please. I was here early.
It's a boot commercial. I guess he's endorsing boots. He's got some cowboy roots. You know what I mean?
So are you going to boycott him and say, hey, you're not a cowboy like LeBron's trying to get
into
golf?
No, he is a cowboy.
Well,
like he absolutely, he's a flannel shirt-wearing dude.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have to pretend.
He's a cyclone for show.
The one thing about Brock Purdy is there's no airs about him. All right, should we take the call and then we'll set up?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's go to Frank in Atlanta and then Guru.
Acting. Yeah.
Hey, Frankie.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Trying to figure it out, Frank.
That's good. That's good. This McCaffrey thing, man, we have to, you know, I don't want to say put the rat on the table, but we do. Christian, CMC has to become the threat and not the promise. We have to get to the point of we can get Christian McCaffrey to the post every week. In order to do that, we have to cut his touches down. Because Christian McCaffrey, as a threat, changes the way other teams have to defend us. Christian McCaffrey in 21 personnel can play the running back or the H-back. And from those two positions, he becomes more like Deebo Samuels, where him going in motion gives the tell to Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy on how the other team is trying to defend us. That opens up every other part of our offense. And it also gets the other team out of single high eight in the box, which we have to in order to run the football. We want to be a running football team. So if you have B-Rob in the running back and CMC at fullback, at the moment CMC goes into motion, he gives the tail. If they do a certain thing, okay, on the pass play, we can check it down to him, and he's going to get you 7-8 yards if you make the tackle. If you don't make the tackle, it's a big play. So his best contribution for us is going to be 8 catches a game and maybe 6 runs.
So use him more through the air, yeah. No, go ahead.
Yeah, use him more as a threat and not so much a decoy, but if you do this, then we'll do that. And we can figure you out by formation and personnel package. We can get you out of, what do they call it, single high, 8 in the box. We can get you back in 7 in the box. And that opens up our running game. But we have to get to the point where we can run Isaac Guerrero and B-Rob. So Christian McCaffrey learning that position and playing that position the majority of the time, then you can put him in the one in the running back, and you can put even Kittle's in the fullback, and he goes in motion.
Frank got you. That's a lot of process.
Frank, bro, that was baldy.
There was a lot to process there. I do wonder if he's healthy, but you don't want to run him as much, then maybe you do use him more as a decoy or just a threat out there that maybe you might not go to. All right, last week, Daryl the Guru Johnson was touting his acting ability, and we played out a scene where we set up a scene for Guru, and then he had to be the actor. And the scene was your son came home with a D on his report card.
Yeah, little Daryl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the scene we're setting up right now is like this. So Guru and I were at the cafeteria, yeah. And I because I'm such a great friend to Guru, I had to tell Guru that his wife was cheating on him.
Yeah.
His wife is cheating on him. And Guru, what I'd like is for you to act like you're walking into the house.
Yep.
I'm your wife, and you just found out I had an affair.
Yep.
Okay?
All right.
Here we go. You want me to say hello?
Just say, how'd your day go?
Hey, Guru, how was your day?
Really? Like, seriously, really? Like, I've been crying all the way. Ask me why I've been crying.
Why?
I've been crying about an hour. Because I just met with Steiny, who knows Terry. Terry 443rd Street. Does that ring a bell? Well, it should ring a bell. I just talked to Terry. I just met Terry. And I thought we were holding. Let me just slow down. I love you. I loved you. And I thought you loved me. We got a house. I just bought you a car, and the world was going to be ours. And now, Steiny just introduced me to Terry, who told me he's your lover. And this has been going on for 15 months. And you've been telling me you love me. You don't even got an answer I've seen on your face. busted. Now, this is what I want you to do, because this is what I'm going to do. You see these bags? I'm out of here. I'm telling your parents. I'm calling mine and your sister. I'm telling her. Don't you ever. Oh, Lord, help me. Don't you ever call me again. And when we sit down and tell the kids we're parting, you tell them what happened and why this happened. But I'm going to tell you this, man, I'm sick. I don't know what to do, but I know this. We're done.
I think I got some, Grandy. Now, I got to give, I, you know, somebody home text
like, I feel like I really did a scene.
Now, I got to give Guru a pep talk that says,
you got to fight for your woman. You got to fight for her.
No, you're one and done. Calipari's not. You cheat her out.
Here's a real intelligent.
Oh, boy.
Here's a smart question from the 408. How is this sports related?
It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, boy. Welcome to Tid the Two.
Guru acting should be a regular segment.
Well, McCaffrey may have to act on Sunday.
Gosh! Or they may have to act like they don't miss him.
Kyle may be acting in about 10 minutes.
I can't wait to hear this, man.
Yeah. All right. So, if you're just joining us, once again, Christian McCaffrey did not. He was limited yesterday, and today he's practicing on the side. Not with his teammates. They play on Sunday, obviously. Kyle Shanahan's going to meet the media in about 5 or 10 minutes. We're going to bring that to you live. Obviously, we're hoping to get more clarity on what's going on with Christian McCaffrey and the San Francisco 49ers as they head into their season opener on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. All right. That's what's coming up next on 95.7 The Game. And it's also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.